This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Desmond is one of those guys you'll meet that is such a great character and is getting a job done, but realize if you want to do well, you got to get attention. So somewhere back, and I have to ask him what year it started, online I started getting these links to Cash Cars KC, and it was just killing us all. To the point where we couldn't even believe it was real.
For all y'all that really don't have a whole lot of money, but you want a nice car, this is the bucket section of the lot. We even got a you fix it part, right? We got the bumpers hanging off of it. We got a lot of if you want to fix it, we'll sell it to you. It don't matter. Just make sure you bring somebody down here with you, because we all sell this as is. Now, we drive it, we test drive it, we change the oil, we do what we can to make this happen. But 3 months down the line, I don't want to hear about no alternators, you got a flat tire, your brakes don't work. Look, that, we selling motor and transmission, all right? As long as that motor ain't blown up or that transmission ain't slipping, don't bring that back tripping, all right? Bring your baby daddies, bring your grandpas, your grandmas, bring any mother you want to bring to check these mother out, because we don't want you to bring this back complaining about nothing. Cash Cars.
Dude, if the transmission ain't slipping, don't come back tripping. It's I'm telling you, it's the best.
This video is for you window shopping motherfuckers, alright? This is a PSA for window shoppers. If you ain't got no motherfucking money, don't waste my motherfucking time. If you ain't got the motherfucking money, I don't give a fuck about no settlement that's gonna come in no motherfucking 2 or 3 months. It don't make no motherfucking sense for you motherfuckers to come waste my motherfucking time with your dreams and all your hopes and shit. I sell used motherfucking cars, man. If you go window shop, dream big, motherfucker. Go to the Lamborghini place or the Rolls Royce place. Go fuck around with them people, man. Them people who get paid for their time. You waste my time. You waste my time. You motherfuckers come through there and you niggas ain't even got all the money, and then half the time it ain't even your fucking money, and then you banking on somebody else's money in the first fucking place. Don't come to a used car lot test driving shit if you ain't got 3 nickels in your motherfucking pocket, man. That's all I got.
Our next guest is a local car salesman and friend of the show who became a viral video sensation with his hilariously honest commercials for his used car lot, Cash Cars KC. And now he's back with a new car lot at 7703 Prospect. Please welcome the man who might be the most honest used car salesman on the planet, Desmond Logan.
Desmond Logan, welcome back to Kansas City, brother.
Yes, sir. Y'all miss me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely, man. Listen, I will tell you, your videos at Cash Cars KC, some of the original stuff, especially like starting in 18, 19, right around there, it never gets old because it's truly the most honest look at people, humanity, used cars, and selling stuff to people. Nobody wants to say the truth. You are the only one out there laying it out.
Yeah, because you get tired of people. the videos is inspired by the people.
Right.
That ain't too smart that comes up there to inspire all the videos.
Yeah, well, that's it, baby, because that's what you're doing. Listen, people want a car, but everybody's got an angle they're working. Everybody's got this. Everybody's got that. And you're right. You're selling motors and transmissions, and the rest of it, man, you're going to have to figure your ass out.
If
the transmission ain't slipping, don't come back tripping.
Yeah, you know what? If people sold themselves the way I sold cars, do you know how the world would be better? You know what I mean?
Sure.
When you meet a girl and she like, you know what? Let me take this wig off. I still got you. You know what I mean? Because this is what I look like up under here. Man, you know what I mean? You'd be like, I got a couple of restraining orders. I snore. I fart in my sleep. You know, I still got you. You're like, well, okay. I can cook. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I got my GED. You know what I mean? Then tell me all the good stuff about you. But I think you just need to lay the bad out and be like, okay, I can deal with that.
That's it. Under promise, over deliver, man. That's exactly right. That's exactly right, man. Like, this is what I was worried about when you said, I'm leaving Kansas City, I'm done, I'm selling buses. And I didn't realize you had moved to El Paso. I honestly thought you were doing it in Kansas City or just outside. But you left Kansas City proper for a couple years.
And the buses, man, I didn't have to do no commercials for the buses because people who buy buses know. I did not have to have a spill. I mean, you know, with COVID and all that was going on, and everybody's getting ready for doomsday, and you know, we sold a lot of buses to people who going off the grid. So
crazy bastards too. Now, how much fun was that selling buses to we're talking about the guys who bury them underground and put all their supplies in them, right?
Yeah. No. They buy property off the grid. So
they were using them as campers.
Yeah, they was paying like people $50,000 to convert them into where they was collecting rainwater, solar panels, so they'd be self-sufficient. So
how was it dealing with those people? Because listen, I believe in being self-sufficient, and I believe in I keep food around, like some dehydrated food. I have water in case of emergency. I have things like that. Nothing over the top, but just in case the power goes out. But some of those crazy bastards, like they'll go. They get way off the reservation, man.
Yes, but you know, from talking to them, it made a whole lot of sense. You know,
yeah.
So it make me want to come back and get to prepping myself.
So you opened up another car lot, and this one is at 77th and Prospect.
Yes, sir. I came back. At first I wouldn't go come back because I was just like, man, I got tired of just dealing with people that just didn't understand the words that are coming out my mouth, you know? I did a lot of stuff in my life. I sold drugs, I did all kinds of stuff, and I never seen guns. Like, nobody never pulled a gun on me until I start selling raggedy cars. So you sell a raggedy car to a raggedy girl, and then then the raggedy guy that's been driving up and down the street, you know what I mean, with his raggedy friends, break it, and then come back talking about somebody go give him some money, and I'm like, I ain't got your money. They like, what you mean you ain't got the money? I'm like, bro, I spent that money. I mean, so I don't know. I said you drove it back, right? I said you could drive it to a crackhead uncle to fix it.
I'm telling you, Desmond Logan, it's Cash Cars KC. You got to find it online. Go to YouTube. Go to have you got a website? Is it cashcarskc.com?
No, I haven't got the website up and going. That was just waste of money because. Those guys that gotta get websites and all that because they don't sell cars. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean? I
That's
sell
right.
cars, so
That's
they
right.
don't. They don't. It's just as soon as I post it, it's gone. So
yeah. Instagram, but you are on Instagram and TikTok.
Instagram, TikTok. They kicked me off Facebook. I lost a lot of money. I was posting too much of the positive things that I was learning. So then I was running for city council. I wasn't exposing. I mean, it was just the truth. You know what I mean? So
I would vote for you.
They said it was.
I'm not kidding.
But you know what? You know what? The crazy thing was that when I was going around getting signatures, right?
Right.
People was giving me their baby mama addresses. The girls was like, oh, because I wasn't running around with a suit. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not a suit and tie guy. You know, I just really wanted to win, go in there and get a golden shovel and really just make change.
Right, right. Right. And listen, it's the hardest thing. If you go in with a correct heart and you really want to do it for the right reasons, and I feel like people like that die in those hallways. I think you have to be a generally bad human being to succeed in politics.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
It's real.
Yeah. It's crazy because you got to lie and you got to tell people a whole bunch of fabricated stories. And see, that's what I couldn't do. I couldn't go to the churches because I don't deal with the people in the church. And them are some of the worstest people. I just want to say, church people, y'all are some of the worstest people I ever dealt with.
You said that for years.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, how do y'all go to church 3 to 4 times a week and you're still going to hell? Because of...
Yeah, that's right.
Because they don't, I don't know. I don't know who they pray to, but the big guy that I pray to, man, he ain't looking out for them people. That's what I know.
Yeah. They're praying to that face in the mirror in their bank account. You know who they're praying to.
Yeah, that's who.
Yeah, it's, I'll tell you, man, but listen, but you sell used cars. It's all true. Listen, it is what it is. This is the car. This is it. There's no warranty. If it drives when it leaves here, then that's what you bought. That's it. It's sold as is.
Yeah, but see, you got to put as the F is to some people because they just don't understand unless you put cuss words on it. You can walk through a room and be like, excuse me, sir, pardon me, and then they won't move. Me like, you know, MF, move, man, move.
And then
they move.
If you're wondering what we're talking about here, you'll hear it down the line, too, but I'm going to let the people hear it. Hold on.
And for all you motherfuckers that ain't got no money and trying to get back and forth to work, this is you figure it out. I don't know what the is wrong with it. The bitch will run around about 3 or 4 days, and then the motherfucker will cut out, but it'll start to back up. I'm tired of putting money in this motherfucker. So, you figure it out. You bring your mechanic. Y'all take a test drive on this motherfucker. We cannot express on how you need to bring somebody down here to know how to turn some wrenches, go get this motherfucker plugged up, go do what you gotta do, because I swear to God, we ain't getting this back. Cash cars, as is, period. When you buy like this, don't bring the motherfucker back, I swear to God, because we just gonna tell you, as the fuck is means as the fuck is. Bitch, break down after you bought this motherfucker on the street and you only pay $500-$600 for it. It's as the fuck is. We got a tow truck, we'll tow you home for $50.
Oh, dude, we have to start selling cash cars KC and on the back as the F is.
Yeah,
you have to start selling those shirts.
Now, you know what? I've been through a lot, man, and I'm coming back with a vengeance. I've seen a lot of people do car commercials, and people was tagging me in it. You had people jumping out the trunk of cars. You had a white guy that he was just saying so many cuss words they weren't even matching, and I was like, man, he's really trying.
Yeah, he thinks that's what you're doing, though, right? Like, he sees and he hears a couple cuss words, and he thinks that's what it is. What he doesn't understand is what makes you great, you, Desmond, is honesty and absolute common sense, and I'm just going to say it correctly, and you got a great personality, but you're a character. But, I mean, but they don't understand it. Like, those guys they copy it. What you've done is tell the truth, and that's unheard of in the used car business.
And so now I'm trying to do that in my relationship, and that just don't work.
Yeah, no, you can't do it in relationships, man.
No, you can't do it in relationships. You just got to lie sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
I look fat in this? If you look fat in that, take it off. Take it off and ask, do you look fat?
Dude, I'm telling you, Cash Cars KC, find him on social media, Instagram, on TikTok, find him on Twitter, or just go down and buy a goddamn car at 77th and Prospect. And listen, I'm telling you, this is a television show. We talked about this before, and but to me, I'm like, how does this not get made as a television show? How has nobody come down
shoot this? I can tell you, because we had people try. They wanted me to fabricate, because I was just, like, everything that happens is authentic. When people call and be like, hey, is this Cash Cars? I'm like, well, I answer the phone, Cash Cars. So, yeah. Do y'all got cars for cash? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do y'all have anything for $1,000? I'm like, what? $1,000? You mean $1,000, young lady? $1,000. I was like, is you serious? You got people that can't count money, man.
$1,000.
From now on, I'm calling it $1,000. That's $1,000.
Because we made her count it out. Because I was like, I said $1,000. She said no. It made me feel like I was stupid. So I said, hey, can you count it out? You know what I mean? You got it on you? She was like, yeah. So I'm sitting up here, and I had it on speakerphone because I had a bunch of people in the office. And I was like, this lady said she had $1,000. She got to count her money, dude. So we all sitting up there, and we were sitting up waiting in anticipation because she got the $700, and she said $800. She said $900, and she said $1,000. We all just fell out laughing. So I said, well, no, we ain't got nothing for $1,000, but we got something for $1,000. We got something for a rack. We got something for a bin, but we ain't got nothing for $1,000. And she was like, okay, but they told me you did. And I said, I'm just telling you. You know what I mean? Come up with $1,000, young lady, and I got you.
That is refreshing.
I'm telling you, man.
I wanted to put out my son. I have a son that's 13. We've been sweeping the nations. He's the youngest sideshow driver because, you know, we was doing the burnouts.
That's right.
And so we travel, and he's been killing the competition from the age 11. He's been knocking them down.
That's right. I remember.
He's 13 now. We've been on a six-city tour. And so that's where I've been putting all my time and energy. So now I got to get back to selling cars so we can keep his dream going. You know what I mean? So this is my 401k.
Right.
And I just want to make sure that he's going to, you know, be able to take care of me. So, yeah. His name is Young Throttle. Young Throttle fan page on Instagram.
Young and Throttle.
Check out the videos, man. Check out the videos. We done did all kind of interviews. Man, he's just doing, you know, really well. Doing really well in school.
Well, listen.
Got his own LLC.
No kidding.
He sells lemonade.
Good man. Listen, because I followed him before. It's the same Instagram from a couple years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm already on there, man. Listen, I'm so happy you're back in Kansas City, brother. By the way, who's in the back raising hell?
Well, I have my grandson and my son. I take all the kids to school.
Okay.
I got a minivan that on rims. So when the parent pickup line, everybody else got these baby mama specials with bullet holes and a bunch of windows and all kind of crap. You know, we come pull up, we show up in style. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm so glad you're back in Kansas City, man. We will stay in touch, Desmond. And I'm telling you, I'm going to keep sending friends I know who make reality shows these tapes and the videos because I can see it and there's no reason it wouldn't work, man. I'm telling you, I'll do anything I can just to try to make that happen just because I'd love to see good guys win.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it because they, you know, when they was trying to give me a good reality show, they wanted me to lie.
No, you don't want to. No, because it'll be, it's too obvious, man, when you have to fight that. I've done a reality show before and I watched when they tried to make those guys do it, and they would never, and that's why it lasted. You know, we got 5 years out of it. But if it had been fake, it would have been over in a year.
Yeah, because see, all that wanting me to make believe stuff and wanting me to do all this whole extra stuff, and I just was like, no, I just can't do that. Everything that I do is authentic. The commercials are not scripted. I look at the car, might smoke me some weed, and then just say, all right, let's shoot. And then I just freestyle the whole thing.
That's right.
And then I'm back on stage. So I'm trying to get back to telling jokes. I used to do stand-up comedy a long time before I started, you know, actually doing the commercials. So,
man,
now,
when you start doing open mics and you start doing gigs here in Kansas City, man, we'll book you. We'll have you come in the studio.
Okay. Well, I done did quite a few shows so far, so.
How much time have you got now? How much can you do on stage? Can you do a solid 10 yet?
Man, I could do a solid 2 hours.
I mean, what I mean, though, because you got to cut that stuff down and really work it down to a fine point. Like, do you feel like you got you got a headlining set already?
Yeah, I've been headlining.
Good on
they,
you,
they
man.
Pay, because either I host a show or I headline. So they try to get me as much time as possible on stage because then, you know, I'm the one that, with the comedian bombs, I'm the one to get them back up in there. You know what
That's
I mean?
It. But Desmond, listen, the only thing, there's no, you got to get up and you got to do stage time. Every comedian knows that. If you're in a band, you take stage time. Everything is ours, man. Listen, I have no doubt you'll be great. No doubt.
Well, I will be trying to at the cigar bar. Let me see. They have open mic down there on Thursdays, and I'm going to start going down there.
Which one?
Just working out.
The cigar box? The one by Temptations?
No, it's called Outlaw Cigar Bar.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, that's a good one. That's over, I know exactly where that's at. It's over in that kind of little industrial area. It's a cool bar, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, the stage is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how to rap. I mean, I wish I knew how to sing or something because it's a nice stage.
It really it really is, dude. Yeah. All right, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, man, but I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Best stand there, man. Desmond Logan, Cash Cars KC. By the way, from 67th to Prospect to 77th. They moved on up. He is moving on up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.